Thank you for your detailed investigation, your clear writing, and for being with us on Law and Disorder.
Station on the ground reporting. News, Ozzie Hoppe. Yeah! Here I am, your main man, reporting from Jam Jam. On 16,000 kilocycles FM and 1,000 megahertz on the ground. Yeah!
And you are listening. You're listening to 90.7 WGXC Acra. Catskills. Today, East Durham. Catskills.
Every Monday from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m., you can listen to our Modulism radio show. Airing electro meet acoustic music, championing the use of analog instruments. The use of electricity to sustain a sound produced with a musical intent. Each program lasts 1 hour and is especially dedicated to one composer.
WGXC underwriting is provided in part by The Highway Drive-In, a four-screen drive-in movie theater in Coxsackie, New York. Information and schedule at HIWAYdrivein.com.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Meredith Cooey of Catskill, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You, too, can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Destroy, 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 dest Just listening to there. That was that's the kind of sound you get here at WGXC Wave Farm, the radio. That's the radio station, 90.7 WGXC Wave Farm, and this is not your usual Monday morning affair. No, I am Jim Mulhoney, and I am filling in here at Wave Farm for the usual Monday morning program, Specific Objects, Arts in the Catskill Region. And look, I don't know anything about art. We're not going to be talking about art. We're not going to be talking about Buddhism. We're not going to be talking about Hakim Bey or anything. Art and culture and all that stuff, it's not my bag. I don't have any, I don't own any of those paintings of clocks being eaten by maggots. I don't have any of those sculptures of ingrown toenails while the dogs of war howl at my insides, my bowels, which of course, represents a hot towel over a frozen pool hoodie noodle. Oh, my mommy, no, I don't have mommy issues. Thank you very much. So I'm not going to be doing a program based on the art or the arts. Anywhere, I'm doing my own show, Jim Mulhoney. And, that's a political show. It's an opinion show. My take on what matters. and it's a call-in show. My usual shows are every second Thursday of the month. Part of the Stuttering Words folks there, over there. Look, I don't know what's going on. You know, I'm just an older man who's feeling a little lost, who's lost his old Sonic Youth self. Part of my old time and narrative is, it's kind of just flailing away. So no sorry, not me. Not art, nothing like it. Quite frankly, I think art is for old maids and British war heroes. That's always been my take on it. Just give me a Bacardi and a name tag, and I'm good. I'm good. All right, so, well, that's not what we're here to talk about today. It's not what we are here to talk about today. What we're going to be talking about on today's program, what I've decided that we should all chat about tonight is, well, first, let me give you some updates on me. I just got a new, figure I should tell you all, I got a new Gondex. Just went to Target a couple nights ago, put a few numbers in the old machine there, and got myself a new Gondex, one of those, what's that thing the kids all love nowadays, a blue boo-boos? Love you boos. If you have a little baby, lovely baby boo boo, a little baby boo boo, just give me a call. Give us a call here at the studio, 518-423-5100, because that's what we're going to be talking about. We're talking about matters that matter to you most, the community, and the community that matters to me most is you, the caller. So give me a call, and what we're going to be talking about tonight is little boo boos. I'm not sure how you pronounce it. Laboo-boos? I'm not sure how you pronounce it. Laboo-boos?
Boo-boos? 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 Boo-boos?
I was once caught in the middle of a crack war. You know, I've never done the stuff, but I did have a problem with my neighbor at one point. So I set up this whole kind of contraption, kind of like a human mouse trap. And what I discovered is that deep down inside of every man, including myself, is a real thirst for Bacardi. I'm just a Bacardi kind of guy. So if you have any anything you want to say about the topic of the day, it's a little boo-boo. So give us a call, 518-423-5100. And we'll talk about little boo-boos, because they make me sick. I'm just going to tell you what I feel about them. They make me sick. I'm sick of those things. I am sick of hearing about them. Sick of the kids listening to them. The kids, all the kids that I take care of at the adoption care center. All right. Spaghetti all over the face. You know, I don't care for them. Limps, lisps, everything. They got everything. I mean, they love these laboo-boos. Oh, they're putting on their tight jeans, you know, they're five, and they're putting on tight jeans, you know. And I know I say it all the time, but what is this country coming to? I'm about to stick a big old tombstone on the entire planet of America. Because, you got these kids that are wearing the tight jeans, they're not even nearly six or five, sometimes even. And they're wearing these tight jeans. And they're buying second homes in Santa Cruz. And it's just like, when I was a kid, I was looking at cassette tapes. Driving Chevys. No, not today. Not today. Everybody's got to be rubbing sandpaper all over their pubis mounds. Makes me sick. To be honest, it makes me sick. And that's why I wanted to talk about these little boo-boo-boo characters. These baby little boo-boos. Give me your boobs. Getting all up on those boobs. If you wanted to give me a call, we'll talk about it. So give me your opinion on these things. Sick and tired of omelets with kiwis in it. I'm already start. You know, as a basic, as a foundation of who I am, I'm gritty, sure. I played the hot corner when I was in the Little League. Not too into folklore, but I am prone to toilet activity. You could catch me there daily. And I don't want to spend my hard-earned dollar on a kiwi with omelets in it. Or vice versa, and all this she-she, howdy-doody, Hudson Valley upscale, diner diarrhea is what I like to call it. You heard me. You heard me. I'm Jaunty Jauntus. I'm not Johnny Carson or Hanky Jang Holloway. And if I just, I'm the kind of guy who just wants to fix someone's oven. You know? I just want to be called randomly in the middle of the night by someone I don't know. Let's call him or her a stranger. Okay? I just want to be called by a stranger. I fall asleep with a dry stick of pepperoni in my hand. All right? And the phone rings. It's 3:30 in the morning. And someone's like, I looked your number up in the phone book. It was the first number I could find. And I need my oven fixed. That's the kind of phone call that I'm looking forward to. All right? And under no uncertain terms would I whip on my jawed purse, get in that car, and head over to that person's house, no matter what they have done in their life. I don't know if you ever saw that movie Scream or Speed or Steam or Stinky, but there's that scene in it where the guy's like, I've killed a man. And then the other guy's like, I don't care. I don't care. We're friends. That's what I would do if someone needed an oven fixed. I wouldn't care what they've done. I wouldn't care if they've abused a corpse. I wouldn't have cared if they sat a hamster into a pool of blood to make it look like it was bleeding, but it wasn't. Those are the kind of things that just, you know, I will smash you. I will hammer you. If you call me and you tell me that you need your oven fixed, and you get me all excited about this, and then you go and you tell me that you live in Wales, how the heck am I supposed to get out to Wales? I will destroy you. Look. That's just the kind of guy I am. I know English. All right, so anyways, what do we got going on in this program here tonight? Let me take a look. Well, it looks like we are at that point in the program where we're going to take our first musical break. And look, I want to set the record straight. I don't choose the music in this program. This was predetermined by the host of the show I'm filling in for, Miriam Atkins. What's the show called here? Specific Object, Art in the Catskill Hudson Valley Region. So, whatever music is happening here, I'm not responsible for it. If it were up to me, you know, I'm not a big music guy. Like the last album I remember buying was Dookie by the Finger Brothers, and well, that must have been, what, 88, 91, 85, Certified Bojangles. That was a really good one. They had that song, Certified Bojangles, on it. They also had that song, Poetics of Space, by Baudelaire. So anyways, I don't know what music is coming up, but enjoy it. You're listening to the Jim Mulhoney, what am I going to call this show? The Jim Mulhoney Factor. Jim Mulhoney factor, I guess. That's the show. All right, here we go. Some, a little bit of music for you by someone else. Who's the musician here? David Frank and Paul Sharitz. Here you go. Destroy? I don't even know what's going on. Like, I just turn this one off. Didn't we just hear this one? What the heck is going on here? They play a little. Look, I'm with you, folks. If you're getting your morning coffee, and you're like, what is this waveform? It is. And I'm with you. I don't know half the stuff they play here that's considered quote unquote music. Come on, that's just, that's just, I mean, just give me up, I mean, just come, I mean, look, listen, I mean, come on, look, listen, listen, I mean, come on, give me, I mean, all right, all right, all right, okay, I mean, all right, I mean, fine, all right, okay, that's music, okay, and okay, then fine. Half my skull's missing, right? And I'm still talking. Ooh, isn't that spooky? Oh, isn't that fashionable? I should open a gallery on Warren Street in Hudson, cause half my skull's missing. Oh, I'm trendy. I'm doing the, one of those things that everyone's doing now these days, where I'm taking off half my skull. The skull from, like, the top of my nose up is gone. Ooh. Isn't that impressive? Look how much I paid for my skull removal surgery. Ooh. Oh. Half of my skull is missing. Well, anyways, if you have... give us a call. If you have any of those Labubu stories... I want to hear them because I think this Labubu craze is outrageous. I mean, why do we even have a country anymore? Why don't we just give up and call ourselves, you know, the United States of nothingness, of blankness, the United States of outer space, the United States of ego death, of the disobedience of logic. Or something, where nothing makes any sense anymore, you know. Let me just look. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing this right. Let me look up Labubu, Poppy Marts, Munster. Oh, they're monsters. Oh, okay. I stand corrected. I said they were baby goats. They're monsters. It says here Labubus. It says Labubu, Labubu, Labubu. Oh, I get it. Ubu, huh? So it's trying to say like, choose your monster. You know, Ubu, Labu, Ubu, Boo Boo. Choose your boo-boo is basically what it's trying to say. It's trying to say, lie, hello, choose your boo-boo monster. Who are your boo-boos? It's a monster with sharp teeth, large ears, and a scruffy appearance. It says, I'm looking up the Wikipedia. Pinyin, kissing lung poop, boys are Chinese-based retailer, Pop Market. Oh, great. All right, I see. So once again, we're getting to China is sending us monsters with large teeth, large ears, and a scruffy appearance in the form of a plush toy. This baby like a blood baby saying, like, possibly saying maybe boo-boo, oops. You know, it's basically like saying, oops, open up your boo-boo. Oops, I opened up a boo-boo on you. That's how I'm interpreting it.
Ew, oh, I'm fascinating because I've removed half of my skull and I'm, run a vintage antique furniture store.
Come on, poach. You know, that just poaches my eggs. You know, that just defrosts my kishkas.
I'll put a towel over my body and have my spread.
But, you know, if you have a different opinion about these things, if you have had any Lobibu experiences and you want to give me a call, talk about it on the radio. It's 518-413-5100. Look, I'm not getting any phone calls. Nobody seems to want to talk about these Lobibus. I mean, I can't. I can't blame you, you know? I mean, have I had a Lobibu experience? Yes, I have. I did purchase one. I purchased one just to see what it was all about. I fell madly in love with it. I could not stop looking at it. And then I felt hurt by it. Because, you know, it's just supposed to be this thing that's from outer space. Anyway, how is everyone doing on this fine Monday morning? How about we just say that, all right? As for me, I'm happy to report that my hole has united with the parts of the skin that had separated in a circular formation to create the hole, and that is now no longer a hole because the parts of the skin that it separated in a circular fashion have rejoined, and I am now whole again, and I am whole again when I am free from holes. And what I really want to, hold on a second, we got our first live caller here. All right, live caller, you're on the air. Let me hear your thoughts about this new Babu situation. Bull, cool, bull, cool, cool cars and carbs, keyholes, peeps, coffee. 2-1 in the morning, and I'm still hungry for yams, you know? I mean, if I didn't have my wrists glued together, I probably would have slit one of them. But I couldn't even separate my hands. So you're live on the air. Who are we speaking to? Hello?
There once was a mischievous farmer who wasn't quite nice. He played tricks on everyone, even the mice.
I don't know. Is this some sort of prank? Things. What's going on here?
But pumpkins were his favorite. Great. Wouldn't share.
Caller, are you reading some poetry?
The trickster so obsessed started sleeping in his patch.
Caller, then do you have anything you want to say about the Lobibus?
A curse he did catch. A pumpkin attached right to his big head. He died that
look,
day.
Caller.
But it wasn't really.
I'm already having this hideous problem with my
people
my rib cage for the center part of
to the area
I'm not in the mood because it's around here. There's a spooky music now. Alright, I'm gonna hang up. Unless you have anything to say about
it,
I'm hanging up on you.
Peace to that season of fall.
Alright, call it, I'm hanging
day
up.
That trickster farmer has stayed out of plain sight. But the mad farmer trickster appears.
Come on, Hank. Jason, do you know how to hang this thing up? I'm trying to hang up. I'm trying to hang up on this collar. It's just he's playing spooky music on the other end. I'm at the end of the other down the line. It's growling and stuff. I don't want to hear all this stuff. How do you hang it? I'm pressing the button. I'm pressing the button. It's not, nothing's happening. I'm pressing the button that says hang up. Oh, God. This is getting ridiculous here. let me pause it. There's a little manual here that they leave here at the studio. I hang up the phone. I mean, I know how to pick up the phone. How is this? I'm not the same as doing the opposite when you're just trying to hang it up. Am I wearing some kind of Porky Pig wig? Or am I wearing some kind of Porky Pie Pig wig? I can't even hang this thing up. Can you get Galen on the phone? Can somebody call Meredith or Galen? I don't know how to hang up on this phone caller. And at this point, the call, it's just spooky music. It's spooky music coming in from the telephone. This is getting kind of creepy here, all right? Folks out there, if you're listening, if you can still hear this, I don't know how to turn off this hang up on the caller. And, I mean, I'm pressing the hang-up button. That's what's really screwing my loops, okay? Because I'm pressing hang-up. It says right on the board here, on the musical board, it says hang-up on the caller. And I'm pressing the button. I'm slamming that button down, and nothing's happening. It's just spooky music. And it's making me feel a little bit creeped out, you know? Although the moon is out. The scary's out. My hair is on edge. I'm freaking out because this must be some kind of like Jacob's ladder kind of stuff, you know. I don't know what to do. I really don't know what to do. I feel like perhaps the phone is haunted or cursed. Or has been spanked, because I feel like, what are we gonna do? I'm just gonna have to do the rest of the show. I mean, how much longer we have? Like a half an hour left in the show. I'm gonna have to do it with this haunted music, haunted Disneyland in the background. Come on. I mean, this is really scary stuff, folks. Look, we've got some calls, some texts out there to the people at the FCC. I called a couple people that are involved with Wayfarm. We're gonna see if we can get this spooky music off the airwaves. If we can somehow, maybe even just like cut a wire or something like that, or maybe burn some penicillin. Get kind of some of those holographic spirits or whatever you want to call it, incubus on it. It does remind me that my ex-wife, or my wife who died, I don't know, you consider it an ex-wife if she's dead? If she died, well, I didn't divorce, we didn't get divorced, she just died, so I'm not sure if she's, we would consider her an ex-wife. Or, I mean, I wouldn't consider her my wife now. That would be weird, you know? And it would make it hard for me to move on, you know? If I'm on Tinder and I'm like, yeah, my wife. And they're like, oh, I didn't know you were married. I'm like, well, she's dead. And they'd be like, well, why do you still call your wife? And then I'd be like, well, I talked about it on that radio show, and I wasn't sure what to do. There's the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker, and your ex-wife who's dead. You know, that's kind of that's not my philosophy of life. That's kind of what my philosophy of life is. But, what I was going to say is, before I started smelling my own feet, was, my wife who has died of obesity, she slept with one of the guys from Incubus. Remember that band Incubus? She was working in the cafeteria over there at Cambridge University, and he was one of the incubi. The lead drummer. He fancied we're looking mature ladies, and they hooked up. They hooked up a few times, mostly in the back of the Newbery Comics where he worked. And I just thought you should all know that, you know, in case I don't make it out of here, you know, because I'm really freaked out about this music. Oh, it stopped. All right. Well, that's good. Well, let's get back to the program. I am Jim Mulhoney, and I am filling in for the regularly scheduled program Specific Objects. And you're not listening to that show. You're listening to me, folks. You're listening to me. So wake up, you know, wake up, America. We're talking about give us a call here in the studio. We're talking about how to peel the stickers off a Rubik's Cube. But you know what else? You know what else I wouldn't mind talking about? Is it. Alright. Huh? The other day I went out to see that movie It. That book, a movie about the book about the Stephen King. And I mean, what a joke. I mean, seriously. I mean, what are movies coming to these days with the movies and all that? Seriously. I mean, these horror movies, you know, and it's like for kids. Like, the kids are watching it. I was at this movie theater, and I was watching It, and, you know, it was just me and a bunch of 11-year-olds. And I was like, what is going on here? And they're laughing. Oh, they got scenes in that movie where there'd be like some kids eating a burrito and like bugs come out of it. Or like there's a skeleton and he's like smoking a joint. You know, or someone's getting a tattoo and their brains start melting. Or they're in a Winnebago and they explode. You know, this is the disgusting stuff here. Or someone's in a hospital, right? There's a scene where someone's in a hospital and they're getting their face amputated. And then they start having a nightmare about being at the Boston Tea Party and being spanked but with a scalpula or whatever that thing's called that opens you up, you know. And Kiefer Sutherland's there. And what's that guy's name from MSNBC? Keith Moon? Turtle Girth? Kiefer Sutherland and Kendra Mifflin, Baker Cardle, the cosmonaut, you know. He was the first man on the moon to eat a monkey. It was some crazy stuff, folks. And so it's just like, I paid a good $15 to see this movie. And it's just like, if you want to call in and talk about how movies have just become a grotesque, fantastic bestiary of grotesquery, then I'm all for it. Give us a call, 518-522-5100. But we're also talking about LaBooBoos. We're also talking about LaBooBoos. If you want to give us a call about those travesties. If you're not aware of these things, those LaBooBoo craze, alright? Well, they're little, like, monkeys with teeth and hair, okay? They're frightening things. Well, they're not real. They're maybe animals stuffed. You know, they're not real. They're like keychains for big, huge people. Adults, so I guess is the word. And, you know, they're like pigs, I guess. And you set them on fire and, and you throw them in a baby pool, put a kiddie pool, you know. There's nothing bad, there's nothing stupid about them, but they're dumb, you know. And this is not the kind of thing that kids should have. That's my point, you know. Someone asked me, what's the weirdest thing you ever smoked? And I was like, it was the phone book, the Yellow Pages, you know. because I was told, you know, I was 7 or 8, that the dye that turns the white pages yellow is like a hallucinogenic. So you can smoke the yellow pages, and then you would see all sorts of stuff. Bobby the Brain Heenan, or Fran Drescher from The Nanny, you know. Or your belly button might pop out, and a bunch of candy would spew out, and not glass. You know, it would be candy and not glass shooting out of your belly button. For a change, you know, and you know, you swing bar, head cut off, you know, but it turned out that they were not asking the weirdest thing I had smoked in terms of inhaling, but the weirdest thing I had smoked in my smoker. So I felt really weird. I felt really embarrassed. Because I had never actually smoked a phone book in my smoker. But I have smoked some weird things in my smoker. Baba Ganoush. All right. But all right. Anyways, it's time for another musical break. And look, I'm going to warn you again. I don't choose the music here. You know, I'm a substitute fill-in, you know, popular radio show host. People like my opinions. People hate my opinions. But I'm a controversial guy, you know. And that pays the bills. You know, some people have just said, you could bottle up my controversy and put it in a bottle and mix it with a lot of blood and plasma, and then you can light up Pittsburgh for a week, you know. That's my energy. You know, that's why I'm around. I'm not a music guy, so I don't choose the music here. This is pre-chosen by the Wavefarm people, and their tastes are woohoo. Wink. All right, that's what I'm talking about. You know, if it were up to me, my preferred music that I would be DJing is just like the sounds of like, middle-aged men jogging on a suburban neighborhood on a very post-rain, foggy, really even pavement. They're sweating. You can't hear the sweat. You know, that's not part of the soundtrack. You can't hear the sweat. All right, but you can imagine it. Kind of that light gray hoodie kind of. That was popular in the 80s, you know, and you could see the sweat coming off the back and on the armpits and in the face. And there's a couple of guys, maybe. You know, that's the kind of music that I like. I'm not into this weird stuff. Look, if you think it's weird, don't blame me. Call the police, whatever you got to do. So here we are with a little musical break, and we'll be right back after this one. Now look, is it just me, or is this just Thriller? I mean, I technically shouldn't be, and I don't think I'm even allowed to be talking over the music that they're asking me to play here. But this is just some kind of weird boopy-doopy Thriller. With some, like, kazoo or something. I don't know. I'll let it play through, but I'm pretty sure this is just Thriller, and I'm about to lose my whack. We'll be right back. I'm also starting to get the suspicion that maybe this is not what Wave Farm was asking me to play. That this is another one of these kind of like, you know, I don't know if you've been listening to the program so far, but earlier we had some prank caller that played us spooky music over the phone line, and somehow he haunted it to such a degree that we couldn't turn it off. And I'm wondering if this is the same kind of deal. Maybe this whole hour-long segment that we're doing, for some reason, is cursed, is haunted. Maybe the show that I'm filling in for was haunted or something. I don't know. But because this is thriller is a spooky, haunted thing, you know. It's about a man who was married before he was dead, and it's also what Slipknot was based their whole look on, you know, this idea that that you can put a cat in a bag, but you can't throw the cat in a bag into a river, you know. There you have it. It's the end of the song. That would make a good ringtone, to be honest with you. That whole, what was that, kazoo thriller? That would make a pretty good ringtone. Anyways, we're back. And we only have a few more minutes, but it would be interesting if we got another phone call. We've only got one live phone call so far. And we are talking about, what are we talking about? Labubus, if you want to call and talk about that. We were talking about It, Scary Movie It. I didn't even finish talking about that, about how terrible it is, these horror movies these days. Especially, you know, for women. You know, some people call me a womanizer, not a womanizer. What's the other thing? Feminist. And, well, they call me both. And, you know, I'm no womanizer. I'm like a womanizing feminist, you know. That's kind of my thing, you know. I love women, and I love women's rights, you know. And I like to think to myself, well, for the sake of girls everywhere, shouldn't be horror movies? No. No, I'm taking them away or remove them? I would think so, yes. It's no black and white picture to me. It's the movies are in color nowadays, you know. And when you have movies in colors, you can see the blood. You can see the feces. You can see spit, you know. If someone spits in someone's face, you're like, oh, well, this isn't a black and white movie anymore. Because I can actually see the green in that spit. And I know that that man has the flu, you know. There's bugs all over the place, you know. This is not the kind of thing that we need in a country of morals, all right? The country of Houdini. I'm talking about the country of Batman. I'm talking about the country of bamboozles, Googles, Google Maps, and Google Lenses, all right? So I don't. I think that we've gone a little bit too far with this whole horror movie craze, you know. And I think if it were up to me, I would take away all the horror movies and replace it with, you know, footage of, I would say, middle-aged men just going for an early jog, you know, 6:30 in the morning in a suburban neighborhood. And I know what you're thinking. Oh, well, that's, what are you obsessed with? Suburban men jogging in the morning. Well, this one's different. Earlier, I said a soundtrack, and I was thinking of men in the United States. And this time, I'm thinking about men in, I don't know, Syria. You know, it doesn't matter. And this is video footage. Okay, so that's different. It's different. Like, is a 3 the same letter as the word B? No. So get off my back, folks. The number again is 410-510-5555. 5, I don't even remember. It's the Wave Farm number. Just call me. All right, we do have a live caller. All right, we got a live caller here. Live caller, you're on the air. What's your name? Where are you from? And what do you want to speak about? You want to talk about the boo-boos? You want to talk about men jogging? What's this? Am I getting called by a robot here? What is going on here? Is there anybody on the line, or is this some kind of monkey business here? Come on. No, this is just being a disaster. I've been on the radio for 27 years. You know, I was there when Perry Farrell got his first nipple ring. And this is just insanity. The kind of callers that I've been getting today. This is just some kind of a landline calling me some kind of Black Mirror baloney. All right. First caller, spooky, haunted from my fears, my own fears of looking in a mirror. I don't know what's going on here. But I'm going to throw in the towel. I guess nobody wants to call me and talk about labubios. Ew. Peanut butter and jelly sandwich is probably more like something that you want to do. Eat a baked good or something. Because I don't want to insult my listeners, but all my listeners want to do is eat baked goods. Maybe do that thing they do when they put their hand under their armpit to make it sound like flatulence. I quit. You know, I'm just going to play a little bit of music here. Everyone's probably out there. It's Monday morning. It's 11 o'clock. Oh, I want to watch Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Flick someone off. Give them the finger, you know, out the window of my car. You know, something fun. I don't want to listen to the radio. Ooh. Anyway, what's the next track we got? We're gonna send it out here on Wavefarm WGXE, Wavefarm the Radio, with a little bit of Jackson Maclow. I don't know if that's a band or that's a guy or if that's someone who signed the Constitution. I have no idea who these musicians are nowadays. But anyways, here's a little piece by Jackson Maclow. You've been listening to Jim Mulhoney on the Jim Mulhoney Hour, talking the language of freedom. Words to live by. Words about politics, enlightenment, and eat a Tuscan honey fresh bread while your back crack is exposed. Maybe. Baby. Huh?
Hey. A.